All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. Are you ready to like really unlock some next level English skills? Because today we are talking all about grammar, but not the boring kind. Trust me.
It's amazing how many people think of like dusty old textbooks when they hear the word grammar, right?
Yeah,
Theoretically.
exactly. It can definitely feel intimidating.
Yeah.
And actually, Leipzig English even says that like grammar is often seen as the quote, biggest challenge or even uninteresting for English learners.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Leipzig English gets it. They understand that, and that's why they've come up with this totally new approach. And it's all about changing how we see grammar. Like, what if instead of being this scary set of rules, grammar was actually the key to like unlocking your communication potential?
Okay, I am intrigued.
Yeah.
So are you saying that grammar is actually more about like building something than just following rules?
Absolutely. It's like grammar is the framework. It's how you build those clear and like understandable sentences that you need when you're communicating in English, you know?
Yeah,
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like, you can have the best ideas in the world, but if you can't express them in a way that people understand, that's like, what's the point?
Right. And Leipzig English really drives this home with how they approach teaching tenses. Like when something happened, past, present, future, getting that right is super important for making sure your message is clear.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely had conversations where someone's English is technically good, but the tenses are all over the place, and I end up just completely confused.
Exactly. It's not about being a grammar robot. It's about making sure your ideas come across clearly. And that's where the Leipzig English approach is different. They found a way to teach grammar in a way that's actually useful for everyday communication.
Okay, now I'm really curious. So how do they do this? Because let's be honest, learning grammar is not exactly everyone's idea of a good time.
It's true. But they've really thought about this. They tailor their teaching to different skill levels. Because obviously a beginner needs something totally different than someone who's more advanced.
Right.
So no more like one size fits all grammar lessons. Exactly. And they've definitely ditched those endless verb conjugation charts.
My goodness.
They are all about what they call active and content-based learning. It's about really using grammar in a way that's engaging and actually relevant to your life.
Okay, I love the sound of that. Tell me more about this whole active content-based learning thing.
So instead of just memorizing rules, you're actually using grammar in real-world situations. Think like storytelling, role-playing, having discussions, all in English, of course.
It sounds so much more fun than just like doing grammar exercises in a workbook.
It is. And it's way more effective, too.
Yeah.
Because you're actually learning by doing, right? Like, it's one thing to read about how to bake a cake. It's another thing to actually get in the kitchen and make one yourself.
Okay, so with this whole role-playing thing,
mm-hmm.
What kind of situations are we talking about here? Give me an example.
So let's say you're learning about the present, perfect, continuous tense, like how to talk about something you've been doing for a while. Instead of just like memorizing the rules, you would role-play a situation where you're describing a project you've been working on.
Oh, I see. So you're using the grammar in a real conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And it suddenly becomes so much more relevant and memorable because you're not just like thinking about it in the abstract. You're actually using it to communicate something that you care about.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of how kids learn their first language, right? They don't sit around studying grammar rules. They just pick it up naturally by talking and interacting with people.
Exactly. That's actually a really important concept that Leipzig English emphasizes. They call it comprehensible input.
Comprehensible input. Okay. I've heard of that. But I'll be honest, I'm not sure I totally understand it.
So basically, it means exposing yourself to English that's like slightly above your current level, but not so far above that you're completely lost.
So it's like a little bit of a challenge.
Right.
But not too much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like that sweet spot where you're learning and growing, but you're not completely overwhelmed. And one of the ways that Leipzig English does this is by using authentic materials in their teaching.
Authentic materials? What does that mean?
So instead of just using textbooks, they use things like real articles, videos, podcasts, stuff that you would actually encounter in the real world.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like you're learning grammar, but you're also learning about all sorts of other interesting things at the same time.
Yeah. And it makes the learning process so much more engaging and enjoyable because it's not just about the grammar itself. It's about the content, too.
Okay. I'm convinced. This all sounds amazing. But let's get real for a second. Why does all this matter? Like, why should someone listening to this care so much about mastering English grammar?
I think it's about more than just like being able to speak perfectly grammatically,
Yeah.
right? It's about what that lets you do. Like it opens up all these doors in terms of communication and understanding.
Yeah, for sure. Like when you can communicate clearly in English, it's like the whole world opens up to you. It's good for your career, for traveling, even just for like making friends with people from different cultures, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so cool about what Leipzig English is doing. They're not just teaching grammar, they're teaching people how to connect with the world.
That is seriously cool. And you know what else I like about their approach? They've managed to take something that people are often kind of afraid of grammar and turn it into something that's actually fun and exciting.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, grammar isn't something to be scared of. It's
Yeah.
actually your secret weapon.
Yes, exactly. It's like that little boost that can help you achieve all these amazing things.
Oh,
It's like
yeah.
instead of seeing grammar as this big, scary monster, what if we saw it as like a key to unlocking a whole new world?
I love that. And the best part is that anyone can learn it. Like, it doesn't matter what your background is or how much experience you have with English, there's a way to make grammar work for you.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right method. And it sounds like Leipzig English might just have that figured out.
They might be onto something, for sure.
So there you have it, folks. Grammar. It's not the enemy. It's actually your best friend when it comes to mastering English.
So ditch the fear, embrace the grammar, and get ready to unlock your full potential in English. And hey, if you want to learn more about Leipzig English and their awesome approach to teaching, we'll be sure to put some links in the show notes. So go check them out. And until next time, happy learning.